You're listening to All in a Day. I'm Adrian Harewood. As you've been hearing on the news, the Supreme Court decided today that the government use of security certificates is unconstitutional. Security certificates allow the government to detain and deport non-citizens they believe are a threat to national security. But critics say the certificates don't allow the accused to see all the evidence against them. 4 years ago, the government applied a security certificate to Mohamed Harkat. He's now under orders to be deported to Algeria, which he's contesting. Harkat is currently out on bail under strict bail conditions. Mohamed Harkat joins me on the phone from his home, and one of his lawyers, Matthew Weber, joins me in the studio. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Adrian.
Good afternoon.
Mohamed Harkat, how are you feeling about today's decision?
I'm feeling at the same time, you know, it's happy. It's a very good day for me. And at the same time, you know I shouldn't, like, go through this process. I shouldn't go through what happened for me 3 years and a half in jail plus house arrest. It's a big day because I lost, only things left for me. Supreme Court decided today. That's very good news for me.
Were you expecting this decision?
Actually, I wasn't. I just expecting something like amicus curiae, another lawyer, and it's a surprise.
Matthew Weber, how are you feeling about the decision made by the Supreme Court today?
Well, we're very pleased with the decision, Adrian. I mean, this judgment, from our perspective, is really exactly what we argued for before the Court of Appeals, or before the Supreme Court. So they gave us everything we asked for. They've really declared, you know, the process by which security certificates are tried and held to be reasonable or not. They've declared that that process was, in fact, unconstitutional, a violation of Section 7. Now, there's been a suspension of that declaration for a year to give a parliament a chance to fix it and draft new legislation. But that's fundamentally what we were looking for.
What does it mean that the decision was unanimous? What do you think that indicates?
Well, I mean, you know, there's no dissent on the court, for one. I mean, the entire court, this is a single voice and thus a powerful judgment. But it's holding that, while of course security issues are important to this country and every country in this day and age, that the rights of the individual have to be protected as well, and fundamental justice has to be respected.
Matthew Weber, you're challenging the government, of course, in terms of the government's treatment of your client, Mohamed Harkat. What will this decision mean for you, for your case?
Well, I believe from our perspective, what's going to have to happen is Parliament's going to have to table new legislation which is in accordance with or complies with the Charter. And if, in fact, they intend to proceed further against Mr. Harkat, the next round, we hope, will be a fairer one, where we'll get to truly challenge the case. One, we'll know the case we have to meet, and two, we'll get to challenge it. These were rights we were completely deprived in the hearing that we had in the federal court thus far.
Mohamed Harkat, are you expecting your bail conditions to be relaxed now?
Actually, so far I'm in 8 months on bail, and I'm doing every single thing the judge, you know, on her order. I would like to, on Wednesday, the judge give me some breaks here. You know, it's following every single order, and, you know, in some house arrest, there is no big difference, just with my family, just transfer me from place another. It's I'm just hoping, you know, for the best on Wednesday, especially when the big decision comes today, some consideration.
Matthew Weber, how do you feel about Parliament being given a year's grace to rework the legislation?
Well, when we appeared before the Supreme Court of Canada, when I said they gave us everything that we sought, that's not quite true. We actually sought an order that Parliament be given only 3 months to correct the legislation or to bring new legislation into effect.
Do you think realistically that would have been enough time?
Well, it would have been a tight time frame. We know that there's a parliamentary committee in place that's been drafting legislation and has been for some time now. So, you know, I believe that they're on the verge of having a work product on the table. I haven't read it. I don't know, have any idea what's in it. But
so it's your contention that a year is really too long?
Well, you know, to pass legislation, I mean, you know, it's hard to take issue with the Supreme Court's estimate as to how much time is required. It would be nice to see it happen sooner than that. And a year is the outside limit. It doesn't mean Parliament has to take a year. Perhaps they'll get it done in 4 or 5 months.
Mohamed Harkat, how does that make you feel? The security certificate has been ruled unconstitutional, and yet the court is saying that the government has another year, which means another year under house arrest for you, possibly?
Yes, it starts not just from today. It starts from 2002. Since I got arrested, I'm still waiting. For something has to be happen. Just crying a long time. Somebody has to hear our cry. But today, Supreme Court heard our cry. But we're gonna still suffering another year. And I hope I'm gonna get some fair trial and move on in my life. And it's very hard to forget what happened, but it's I'm facing deportation. I'm facing going to Algeria for torture or I'm gonna get killed. It's better to wait for 1 year and better to say sorry. Something's gonna happen. It's frustrated, but it's better.
Now, your bail conditions don't give you a lot of freedom of movement. You're really confined. What do your days look like? What does your life look like right now? What do you do?
Life look like there is no difference between here and jail. Stay at home and watching TV, doing some push up, and just to do some things to make myself do something in the house, because when you go outside, somebody goes with me outside. If in the house, somebody have to stay with me inside, and I have 3 outings a week for 4 hours. It's like time goes very slow.
Four hours in total or 4 hours each trip?
4 hours. It's 3 outings, 4 hours each. And I have to, the outing has to prove 48 hours in advance, which location I'm going, and I have to call before, call after. I'm supposed to be somebody, has to be somebody with me, my wife or my mother-in-law and her partner, the charity.
That's your phone?
And we followed with the Canadian Border Service, plus they put 2 cameras here, watch me, even outside with the family in the yard, 100 feet in the front and 100 feet in the back. It's the same. There is no big difference. The situation, people hear, he's in bail, but, it's house arrest.
Matthew Weber, how are you anticipating that the government will approach the task of rewriting this legislation?
Well, the Section 7 violation that the Supreme Court found is rooted in the criticism that, the affected parties could not know the case they had to meet and could not challenge it, and that is an essential part of fundamental justice. So the court in the judgment explores different alternatives, explores the notion of creating an amicus, creating a counsel specially assigned to represent, for instance, Mr. Harkat's interests in any secret hearings. They could craft something like that. They need to craft something where there will be a counsel representing Mr. Harkat's interests in camera, such that any secret evidence could be challenged by his representatives. That's an essential part of the adversarial system working.
How do you think that this rewritten legislation could affect your client, Mohamed Harkat?
Well, I would hope that they'll table this alternative, that they'll craft a constitutionally acceptable process, and once done, that Mr. Harkat will be able to go through another hearing where he's actually permitted, through some mechanism or another, to actually challenge the case.
Mohamed Harkat, your wife was whooping it up today at the press conference. What are you going to be doing tonight? How are you going to be? Are you going to be celebrating?
Celebrating, but just at home. I can't go nowhere. I have to be proven for 48 hours. I just asked for an outing like 2 days ago for going for Supreme Court and meet with my lawyers and my wife there with them. They didn't prove the outing. It means I lost this outing until another 48 hours to go someplace. I just, cooking our supper here and we're hugging each other and we start, doing some happy with the news.
Mohamed Harkat, Matthew Weber, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you.
Thank you, Eddie.
Mohammed Harkat is one of five men who've been held in custody on a security certificate, and Matthew Weber is one of Mohammed Harkat's lawyers.